Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. This is Jada Campbell, and my name is Mike Campbell.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God.
We're shifting and changing.
Shifting and changing. You know, there's a lot of change that happens to us that we have no control.
That is true.
And we talked about that yesterday about, you know, politics, the environment, morality.
Technology,
all kinds of things.
You know, morality in our country has definitely changed.
Yes, it
modesty has moved a little bit.
For sure.
But, you know, here's the bottom line. None of that should keep you from the will of God.
That's right.
You have a choice. You know, our mind has been opened. The veil has been removed. Now, today we're going to focus on how God constantly has change going on in our lives.
Right.
For instance, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. God has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. Now listen.
I like that.
He's delivered us from the power of darkness, but there's still darkness in our life. And God has to be constantly revealing that to get us to change.
And I think we've said before, we need to reflect, we need to stop, we need to give time for the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the things that we do need to change about ourselves.
You know, it was funny when I got saved. I'd only been saved about a week, 4 or 5 days, something like that. We're working on a project and at our frat house at Ole Miss, and I hit my thumb with a hammer. Well, you know, I'm just a newborn babe in Christ, right? So what do you think came out?
So your habits have not been changed.
No, they weren't changed. So what do you think came out? Was it praise the Lord or was it something else? It was something else. If you chose B, you chose correctly. And I never will forget, a guy walked up to me and he said, "I don't understand, man. I thought you were born again." You know, he was expecting an immediate change. Listen to me. Nobody who's lived a life of sin has that kind of change instantaneously.
Right.
The only thing that changed was that I was delivered from the power of darkness. My spirit man on the inside was instantly
conveyed,
made alive unto God. He was conveyed
into the kingdom.
What does that mean?
Of the Son. Well, moved, transported, translated. So our spirit was translated into the kingdom of God, but our mind, will, and emotions, which affects our physical being, has to have time to change.
Come on, Jada.
So we're talking about changing habits.
I'm telling y'all right now, she's pretty and she's smart. She's dadgum pretty smart. So here's the thing. It's important that we understand this. And this is why we have got to have patience for newborn believers.
Yes.
Right?
We cannot.
And even a believer, someone who's been a believer for a while, if something slips out of their mouth, quit making a big deal out of it.
Right.
Good Lord.
Be the one that comes alongside those new believers and coaches them and mentors them and brings them along. Because the devastation of when you're first born again and you blow it, if we're not careful, they're done and we can't get them back. So we need to make sure that we are bringing them alongside. Come alongside them.
Quit being so judgmental. Judy the judge.
All right. Let's look at Ephesians 4, 14.
Come on,
15.
Honey. Read that one,
it
man.
It says, then we will no longer be like children.
Oh, stop right there, Jada. What? We're no longer going to be like children? So you have to quit telling everybody you have 4 boys.
Well, I do say I have 4 boys and I'm still working on raising one.
Listen, we're no longer like children. In fact, read the rest of it.
Forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth.
Ooh,
this is the NLT.
Right there, man. Mm-hmm. That is a powerful statement.
But I want to go back to the very beginning.
Yeah.
Then we will no longer be like children, forever changing our minds. You know,
what we believe.
Yeah, we can be new believers and we're children in the kingdom of God and we're learning to grow up and to mature. But there are also people who have been in the kingdom of God for 50 years and fruit tells us where we are spiritually.
That's right.
Fruit tells us where we are in our faith. And if we have been in the kingdom for 50 years and we are still holding grudges, we are still being offended easily, we're still backbiting or we're still gossiping, then we're still children. We're still children spiritually. And it says forever changing our minds about what we believe because someone has told us something different,
that's right,
or because someone has cleverly lied to us and made the lie sound like the truth. Instead, we will hold to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body. So if we've been in the church 50 years, we need to be more and more like Christ. Yeah. We shouldn't be gossiping. We shouldn't be backbiting. We shouldn't be being easily offended. We should be the ones to love unconditionally and make that step toward forgiveness.
That's right.
When you've been hurt. So, you know, we don't want to be like children.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, this is amazing because we don't have people cemented in their beliefs. And they hear something new. They got itching ears and want to hear something new. And they'll fall for that, or we'll make it, we'll present something like it's, you know, I don't know what the right word I'm looking for, but here's what I know.
Like new revelation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to hear something new.
Tickling ears.
Especially America. America just needs to settle down and realize that there's some beliefs that God's called us to believe. And we need to walk by the truths of God's word. You know, Spurgeon said a sermon's not any good till it's been preached its 70th time. Boy, you preach something twice in America, you can get fired. So it's important.
I remember when Brother Hagin said, you know, people keep asking me, when are you going to move on, you know, quit talking about faith and move on to something else? He said, I'll move on when people get it. You know, I'll move on when people have the revelation of it. And we need to continue to hear what the word of God has
that's
to say.
And these are the changes that constantly happen in us. Because God doesn't want us to remain like children.
Right.
Forever changing our minds about what we believe.
Right. Don't be tricked into something new.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Just stay constant. Stay, what's another word for constant? Stay the course.
Yeah.
All right? Remain faithful to those things that you know are true.
That's
right. I mean, we have a lot of people that are changing their beliefs on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because they don't want to have to deal with tongues, because they don't have all the answers, because they haven't looked into the Word of God. And I don't have all the answers about it, but I'm not afraid of tongues. I mean, I'm glad I speak in tongues more than, you know, some
like
other
Paul.
People, you know. But here's the deal. You have to be able to discern when it's public and when it's private. And because people don't have that ability, then they just want to throw the whole thing out.
Right.
Miracles, same way. Miracles still happen today, ladies and gentlemen.
Divine healing still
happens. Divine healing still takes place today. And it's not predicated on who lives and who dies.
Right.
It's predicated on the word of God.
You know, we see it in other countries, in Africa and places that we go to. We see healings happen all the time. But that's because they have nothing else. They don't have the money to go to doctors. They don't have the money to buy medicine. So they have to depend on God for healing. America has so much. And so we tend to fall
into.
It could be. A lot of times we believe in what the doctors say in the medicine, and doctors are great. But there is divine healing that continues to happen in today's life.
In today's life.
Yes.
So don't be like a child. In other words, here's what he's saying. He's saying here, then we'll no longer be like children. We will grow up in the beliefs that we have.
Right.
Grow up in the beliefs that we have. Grow up in the Word of God.
And when it says grow in perfection, that means into maturity. When it talks about being perfect, in several scriptures we're not going to pull up today, but when it says perfect, it's talking about maturity.
Yeah. Now, Jed, here's another scripture in Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
Praise the Lord.
You know, one of the things that we lose track of is that God is always in us. We're part of the family of God. The moment you say yes to Jesus, you're part of the family of God.
That's right.
And we forget that. We forget who's in us. And we still go and do the same old things. And we think God doesn't know what we're doing, but he's there. He's with us. He's omnipresent.
He goes with us wherever we go.
But listen, he says you're members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fit together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God mm-hmm. in the Spirit.
Right.
In other words, you're being conformed. You're being shaped. You're a vital stone in the temple of God. You're a vital part. All right. It's like there's a hole in the wall and God's waiting for you so that he can place you into that part so that it seals up the temple of God. We're part of the family of God. We're part of the temple of God. Paul said it this way. He said, what? Know you not that your body's the temple of the living God? Yeah, most of us have forgotten that our body's the temple of the living God. Right. And we need to treat it as such.
Right.
I don't know.
I think that's a good analogy. Then there's a scripture in Timothy that talks about physical exercise.
Oh, yeah, you know.
It's a good thing. Yeah. I mean, we should have physical exercise.
But it's only a temporary.
Right.
What was it? How's it say? It's for temporary improvement.
Right. But the spiritual is what we should be exercising. And that's part of what we're talking about. Growing spiritually, exercising your spiritual muscle so that you can be strong. You can be mature in the Word of God. But also, you know, there's going to be some tough times coming up. We know that. The Word says that it's going to be happening. And there's already persecution coming. And so we need to know what we believe. Like you said right here, we need to know what we believe, hold the truth, the Word of God that we know, stand on our beliefs, and be able to stand against some difficult things coming up. And in doing that, we need to change some of our habits so that we can grow spiritually.
Yes. Amen. Well, I tell you, that's all the time we have.
And tomorrow we're going to give some tips.
Yes, we are. We're going to give you some tips on some things you could do, don't have to do.
To grow spiritually.
But you could do.
And change some of your habits into better habits.
Better habits. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. And thank you now that you're conforming us into the image of your Son. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button so that you can get your family members and friends to connect with Mike Campbell Ministries. PM in the AM, a daily word with Mike and Jada. And if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, be sure and join us again tomorrow as we wrap this up on PM in the AM. All right. Same bad time, same bad channel. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.